Alice Elliott was a moderately successful actress, but after performing for 20 years, she decided to go behind the camera. Her work as a director and producer has received much more attention than her work as an actress. In fact, her last documentary was nominated for an Academy Award. John Kalish caught up with Elliott as she worked on her latest film.
Alice Elliott starred in The Importance of Being Earnest at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton. She appeared in Much Ado About Nothing at Chicago's Goodman Theater and performed at the Public Theater and Playwrights Horizons in New York. For 10 years, Elliott also played a recurring character in the soap opera Loving, and she performed in radio dramas.
Oh, dearest! Can you ever forgive me for doubting you?
She puts the pearls to her mouth as if to eat them.
But haven't you been terribly extravagant?
I don't consider anything too extravagant for you.
Oh, you're the best husband a girl ever had.
But by the time Elliott reached her 40s, she began to sour on acting.
I was really interested in story and what kind of stories you could tell and how to make those stories relevant to the world that I lived in. And a lot of the scripts I was getting weren't those kind of stories.
At first, Elliott tried her hand at producing feature films. She raised money for 2 movies that eventually got made, but Elliott decided her temperament was better suited to nonfiction. Her first documentary in 1997 was about an all-Dominican inner-city high school baseball team in New York. Her next project focused on her Greenwich Village neighbor. Larry Selman is a developmentally disabled man who became a local celebrity, soliciting charitable contributions from passers-by on the sidewalk.
Hello, sir. Could I see you 1 minute? Could I see you 1 minute? Hello, ladies. Could I see you 1 minute? Could I see you, young fellas?
Selman is known as the collector of Bedford Street, and that's what Elliott called her film. It tells the story of Selman and his life in a cramped studio apartment with 2 cats named Happy and Lucky and a dog named Penny. When his uncle became too ill to care for him, Selman's Bedford Street neighbors came together to create a trust fund for Selman, and Alice Elliott decided to make a movie. The Collector of Bedford Street was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Short Documentary in 2002. It brought welcome attention to both its filmmaker and its subject.
I love making this. It was fun for me. I'd like Alice to go to the Academy again. I'd like her to make another film of me. A sequel, part 2. I would be so delighted if she does.
Larry Selman's charm and genuine interest in raising money for other people compelled Alice Elliott to make her movie.
I think my subjects find me, and you have to trust that. When something presents itself, that there is a greater good, if you want, involved in that. At least I believe that.
What is that moment like?
Oh, it's very scary. It's really scary. I feel weak. I feel, oh no, here we go again. You know, I feel helpless in a way. It's terrifying to me because I know that I'm going to do what I call going under. I just get so involved in someone else's life.
And that's just how Elliott's latest film came about. She was in Ohio for a screening and discussion of The Collector of Bedford Street.
I came out, and there were these 2 women waiting for me. And they said, we want you to do a documentary about us. And I said, I'm sorry, you know, it really doesn't work that way. I choose my subjects, and you have to be involved in something right now. And they started telling me their story. And I thought, well, that all sounds very nice, but it really sounds like it happened in the past. It's not happening right now. And so thank you very much. But I gave them a card because they seemed like nice people, and then they kept emailing me.
The emails explained what the 2 women did not say in person, that they met in a group home for the disabled 37 years ago, and that they are advocates for the disabled.
What about a job?
No, that's not going to happen.
Kathy Conower has cerebral palsy. Diana Braun has Down syndrome. Filmmaker Alice Elliott calls them geniuses of survival. Braun spent 2 years getting her driver's license so the 2 can get around. For the past 12 years, they've lived together in a house in Illinois that they designed. Conower handles most of the budgeting and finances for their household. She responds to questions through a talking computer, typing her answers by selecting letters on a keyboard with a pointing device attached to her head. Conower says not everyone has the temperament to work with her and Braun, but when they met Alice Elliott, they knew they'd found the right person to tell their story.
Not everybody could make a documentary about us. Alice has the right temperament to match our taste. When she's behind the camera, I think of what it is conveying. When she is not, I think of her as an extremely kind and gentle person.
Besides being kind and gentle, Alice Elliott is also a very serious filmmaker with a mission.
What I like to tell is the point of view from one person. They're given a certain situation and how they handle it, because for me, that's a story that we all learn from. If we see from example, if we see these stories of courage or cleverness or great energy or passion, these stories inspire us and they also give us alternatives.
Elliot is in a Midtown Manhattan editing suite working on the film that will be called Diana and Kathy Beyond Words.
Does that cut well, David, do you think, from her to the table?
Elliot's midlife career change showed her that she had alternatives. While she doesn't put acting down, Elliot feels very lucky to be able to tell the stories of real people.
You know, I hate to sound mystical about it, but that is the wondrous thing about it for me, is that the project takes on its own energy, its own life, and you become part of that. And you get to travel on that journey with your subject, and you get to go into this whole new world, and you get to be partially invisible, so you get to hear things and see things that no other human being would be allowed to see or hear. It's very exciting.
Alice Elliott is funding Diana and Kathy Beyond Words with income from the Collector of Bedford Street. She hopes to finish her new documentary early next year. Elliott has no idea what subject will choose her next. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.